Hi, my name is Caitlin Aldrich, and today I'm going to give a very brief presentation on my master's research, which focused on the hydropodology and hydrologic connectivity of an oak woodland hill slope in California. So we chose a site in a research watershed that was known to have high variability in the soil stratigraphy. It was an area with clay pans, and it's on metavolcanic basalt. So the main reason we created this transect and did this research was to ask, how does soil stratigraphy influence hydrologic connectivity? How does it influence the flow of water down the hill slope into the stream? So what we found was an incredibly complex hill slope, more complex than we even anticipated. We did this by trenching nearly the entire 210-meter hill slope, and we found that the bedrock topography was incredibly irregular. We had clay pans, but they were highly discontinuous. And then we also had several other units, including a surface unit that was very well mixed, very highly bioturbated, and highly permeable. So how did our findings influence flow? Well, we found that we really didn't get subsurface lateral flow across the hill slope until the subsurface water table reached into this homogeneous permeable surface unit. And when that happened across the hill slope, flow initiated rapidly down and fed the stream. And you can see that by the top figure, which is a figure of velocity, that the majority of the hill slope is pretty slow, less than 0.01 centimeters per hour. And then you get into the biomantle, which is the surface unit, and it was all connected and moving much faster, up to 40 centimeters per hour. We also found that this discontinuous clay pan and irregular bedrock topography created these zones of disconnected saturation. So when we didn't have connectivity across the hill slope, there are all these pockets of saturation caused by the clay pan and the bedrock. So this is only just a little bit of what we found across this very complex hill slope. If you have questions or would like to learn more about it, my poster number is 1426, so come talk to me. Thanks.
Wait a second. Sorry. We have 1 minute for a question. Oh. If there's anybody who has one.
Are there any questions? No?
Oh, yeah. Could you tell us something about the soil surface texture? You mentioned 40 centimeters per hour.
Yes. So it's a loam soil. Maybe ranging between 15 to 20% clay, but the primary reason that it's so fast is that it's strongly bioturbated, primarily by gophers. So there's lots of large macropores. One time when I was out there, when it was flowing really fast, I could actually hear it underground. It's pretty impressive. So, yeah. Any other questions? Okay, thanks.
There you go.